I want to share a few thoughts on this Palm Sunday and this week that we are entering into that we call Holy. We come to church on Sundays and we gather, we sing hymns, we hear readings, we celebrate the liturgy of the Word, we celebrate the Eucharist, we receive communion, and we sing hymns and we go forth. Each Sunday is kind of a complete piece of worship, of liturgy. And we come back the following Sunday, and we pray again. We gather with that same rhythm, that same liturgy, week after week after week. Everybody may not be here every Sunday, but the community gathers every single Sunday to gather like that. But today is something different. What we do today has a different flavor to it. This is Palm Sunday. And when we leave today, what we're really doing is pausing for a moment until we gather again and again and again throughout this week. What we do this week is we tell a story. It's the story of the last week of Jesus' life. And it began on Palm Sunday. And we'll gather on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to celebrate the Eucharist and listen again to Scripture and receive the Eucharist. And then on Monday, Thursday, we'll gather. Do you remember that evening, that night where Jesus gathered with his followers for that Last Supper and as a servant washed the feet of his disciples? We'll gather on Good Friday to remember that day that Jesus carried the cross to crucifixion. In the morning, we'll gather with the children to walk the stations of the cross. Then on Saturday evening, we gather for the greatest liturgy of the year, really. It's the Easter Vigil. It's truly the celebration of Easter. And then gather again on Sunday to celebrate that as a community. Most folks are present for Palm Sunday and then Easter Day. But we can miss so much of the rest of the story, so many of the other chapters along the way. And so while most Sundays we gather to celebrate the Eucharist and come together in liturgy and then go home, this week is an invitation to us to enter into this week that we call Holy, to find if there are ways for you, and I encourage you to look at your calendars and truly see if there are ways for you to gather, particularly on Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and the Easter Vigil, oftentimes referred to as the Triduum, those three special days. I was driving around the other day and I saw a church that said, "Join us for Easter weekend." And I just felt there's so much of the story that's missing. In liturgical tradition, we don't just get together for Easter, but we walk through this week. We walk through this week. And so I encourage you as much as possible. I know our lives are challenging, but to gather with us at 7 o'clock each evening, except for the Easter Vigil at 8 p.m., to celebrate this walk, this journey. It's kind of what we started today. We gathered in the narthex. We stayed inside because it's a little chilly today. The folks from New York and New Jersey were saying to me, "Oh, let's go outside. It's always like this up there at Palm Sunday." But we decided to stay in the narthex where there's a little bit of warmth. And we celebrated what's called the Liturgy of the Palms. Now, this is called Palm Sunday. But in reality, what we did in the narthex was the Palm Sunday. Once we began walking into this church, into this worship space, Palm Sunday, in some ways, you could say, is over. And we now enter into the Passion. That's why we read the Passion reading. We now enter into this week ever more deeply. But we can't do that unless we remember Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, which we celebrate as Palm Sunday. That Palm Sunday, as we saw in our Gospel reading when we read at the Blessing of the Palm, was a story about Jesus asking his disciples to find for him a colt. Some translations use colt. Some refer to it as a donkey. A simple animal. This Jesus, this humble servant leader, rides in a simple animal into Jerusalem. It was predicted the long-awaited Messiah would come into Jerusalem, and Jesus enters Jerusalem. Some scripture scholars suggest that on that day, there was another entry coming into Jerusalem, sort of on the other side of town. And it's been said that a Roman ruler was coming into Jerusalem that day as well, amongst fanfare, amongst soldiers and military leading him in, riding on a grand animal, probably a powerful horse, decked in beauty and jewels probably. This king rode in proclaiming this sense of power, this sense of dominance, this sense of letting the people know who he was. Walking into a town, a city, where there was poverty and illness and disease and oppression, and this mighty king reminding people that that's their place. And I am the king. Balance that with Jesus entering on the other side of town on a simple animal, a humble leader, a simple leader, a servant leader, riding in not to tell the folks who he was, but to remind these people who they are and what they could become, and calling others to this servant ministry, to reaching out beyond. Most of the crowd that day was probably with that grand king coming in triumph. A leader probably taken with himself, a narcissistic leader, letting people know how grand he is, while this humble Jesus walks in the other side. Some things don't change. As a society, as a people, we look for this grandeur and we miss this servant leadership, this Jesus who calls us to humble ourselves, this Jesus who calls us to transform our lives, not just our own individual lives. Jesus is not just inviting us to transform our personal lives, but to transform this world in which we live, this society in which we live, this culture in which we live. Jesus was calling us to reach out to the sick, to the poor, to the immigrant, to the oppressed, to reach out in service, to offer life. And it cost him his life. Should we expect anything less? As we are called to this servant ministry, to be servant leaders, to be called sometimes, not in an easy way, to reach out to the immigrant, to reach out to the poor, to reach out to the oppressed, to reach out to the sick, and be of service to them. That's one of the powerful messages of this week. As Jesus walks through this week, and he, in the end, as we know, is crucified. But that ministry, that life, is raised to life on Easter Day. Not getting ahead of the story yet. But this life is raised up before us, and we are the ones called to that life. We are the ones called to continue that journey in new life. But we need to walk through this week to understand the depth and the call that Jesus gives us. So I invite you this week to gather with us as much as you can. If you want to come on Friday morning at 10 o'clock, we have Stations of the Cross for the children. It's designed for children, but you're certainly welcome to come as well as we walk around the church and reflect on each of the stations. But particularly come on Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, and the Easter Vigil. Every night, we're here at 7, except Saturday at 8. Keep that in mind. I invite you to come on by. And, of course, next Sunday, the great day, the great Easter day. We gather at 7:39 and 11:15. May you walk this week as you began the walk from the palm. That's symbolic of the walk. We walk, and we continue that walk to transform our lives and the world around us.